Hey everyone, it's Oksana here and welcome to our podcast, Expert Adventures in Russia. I hope you're all doing great today, but if not, let's cheer up and think positively, guys, alright? So, in this podcast, we're all about diving into the exciting world of expat life here in Russia. We will be exploring everything from Russian culture and language to everyday adventures. Whether you're new to Russia or a seasoned expert, this podcast is your go-to guide for all things expat-related in the heart of this country. Get ready for some insightful discussions, practical tips, and captivating stories. It's gonna to be an adventure. Your adventure, I should say, guys. Today, I want to chat with you about something that's really special in Russia, hospitality. What comes to mind when you hear hospitality? Well, guys, I give you 5 seconds to think over this question and I will come back to you. Quite right, guys. Peace, friendship, warm relations, sweet home. And what is the meaning of hospitality in one sentence for Russia? Hospitality is friendly, welcoming behavior towards guests or people you have just met. What exactly is hospitality and why is it so unique in Russia? Well, guys, I can't admit that there is a big difference, better to say huge difference, between the Russian tradition of hospitality and how guests are treated in other parts of the world. You see, the Russian soul is unlikely any other. It's warm, welcoming, and also unmatched. Russians absolutely love welcoming guests into their homes and playing the role of gracious hosts. And guess what? You don't even need a special occasion like birthday or holiday to visit a friend or neighbor here. Yeah, guys. Russians are always up for visiting each other, whether it's for a friendly dinner or just to catch up on life. Anytime, any day. Believe me, I'm a Russian one. So, now you might be wondering, do I need an invitation to visit someone's home in Russia? And guess what? In Russia, it's totally okay to pop in for a visit without a formal invitation. Just give your host a heads up in advance. It's a polite way to do it, yep. And they will be thrilled to welcome you with open arms. So, you are invited. And what next? Next, treats. When you're invited to someone's home in Russia, it's considered super rude to leave without having a little something to eat or drink. Your host will usually offer you a cup of tea with cookies or set the table with snacks and cocktails, well, depending on the company, time of day, and how fancy they are feeling. But hey, rest assured, you'll never leave a Russian home hungry or thirsty. I suppose it's a deal, guys. Don't you think so? But here, you can be faced with some difficulty. I mean gifts for the hosts. Yeah, guys, it's a thing in Russia. Better to say a tradition. You don't want to show up empty-handed. But don't worry, you don't have to break the bank or borrow a loan. A box of chocolates, flowers, or a nice bottle of wine will do the trick. And if there are kids in the family, a little treat for them like candy or fruit will be greatly appreciated. So guys, now it's high time for stories. Before I share some stories from foreigners about their experience with Russian hospitality, let's sum up. Russian hospitality is no joke. We take it very seriously. So if you ever get invited to a Russian home, get ready to be treated like royalty. We are some of the warmest and most generous people you will ever meet. So, stories. The first one. Sarah, an American expert living in Moscow, recalls a time when she was lost in the city and approached a local for directions. Not only did the person help her find her way, but they also invited her to their home for tea and snacks. Sarah was touched by the warmth and generosity of the Russian people. How lucky Sarah is. The second one. John, a British expert living in St. Petersburg, shares a story about how his Russian neighbors welcomed him with open arms when he first moved to the city. They invited him over for dinner, introduced him to their friends and family, and helped him navigate the challenges of living in a new country. John was amazed by their kindness and hospitality. Good for John, I should say. And the last one, Maria, a Spanish expert living in Vladivostok, remembers a time when she fell ill and was unable to leave her apartment. Oh, poor Maria. Her Russian colleagues not only brought her food and medicine, but also stayed with her to keep her company and make sure she was okay. Maria was grateful for their thoughtfulness and caring nature. Good health, Maria! So, these stories, guys, highlight the genuine warmth and generosity of the Russian people when it comes to welcoming experts into their communities. Their hospitality goes beyond just being polite. It often involves going out of their way to make foreigners feel at home. And hey, if you're enjoying our podcast and want to get involved, join us on our Telegram channel, Expert Adventures in Russia, Instagram group, Expert Adventures in Russia, and Facebook with the same name. Feel free to share your own stories or ask questions. We're here to help. Until next time, take care and have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, guys.